Welcome to the Great Awakening Ministry. I am Minister and Yogini Joanne Lee, and on this week's show, we have Carmen Turner Schott. Carmen is a practicing, licensed clinical social worker, astrologer, writer, and teacher with a national and international clientele. She has been working as an astrological counsellor and with victims of trauma for over 25 years. She has presented astrology workshops for the Association of Research and Enlightenment throughout the years and teaches a variety of spiritual development classes. Carmen, along with Bernie Ashman, who is also an astrologer of relationship, clarity and love, authored the wonderful book, Astrology's Magical Nodes of the Moon, Releasing the Past and Embracing the Future. This book will help you learn the basics of astrology, the importance of the moon's nodes in your birth chart and your soul's higher purpose. The nodes of the moon serve as your passport to understanding your past lives.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
I'd like to welcome you to the Great Awakening Show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, and it's going to be so wonderful because I am so interested about the beautiful nodes of the moon. I mean, it's just unbelievable. So, but I'm sorry that Bernie, your other, other co-author of your wonderful book can't be here. But the first question that I have for you, Carmen, is can you just give our audience, please describe what astrology means for you and for us all? How do you see it?
Sure. Yeah. So to me, astrology is a map of the soul. So, you know, it is our soul's imprint. And I believe that before we choose to come back, you know, into this earth realm, that we are a spiritual being and we think differently. And we're like, okay, we want to go back and learn these different lessons. And so we pick the ideal time, place, date of birth and our parents and everything to come back into this realm. And that's what I call energy, because astrology is energy. So when you're born, the date, month, year, exact time, exact place is the map of your soul. That's what we call the birth chart. And it doesn't change. That's who you are and your personality, your karma, things that your soul wants to learn. I mean, even twins can have different moon signs, different, a little slightly different based on the time. And so their emotional nature will be different. And so it's just really neat. When I started realizing how accurate astrology was is when I was around 16. But I started professionally doing charts at 19, and I was in social work school to be a therapist. And I started just meeting people for fun, doing their astrology charts in St. Louis, Missouri. And I just started realizing how deep it was, and people would get emotional and they're like, how do you know this? I'm like, it's your chart. It's a science. It's energy. And they're like, this is exactly how I feel. And it just validates what we already know about ourselves. So in my mind, it's really a personality tool that can be used to know yourself and others better. That's the number one thing that I use it for. And I love it because, you know, I call myself a psychological astrologer, because I use it to help people tap into their strengths and also know maybe some of the challenges they might have in life, you know, based on their chart and what they chose to experience, and give them tips and different things. So I believe astrology can help us heal, transform, and become more resilient. That's like my motto. And I need that. And my goal is teaching astrology and talking about it on a basic level, so anyone can learn it and understand it. And so in this book that, you know, Bernie and I wrote, he's like me. I've known him for many years. He's been an astrologer for a long, long time. He's one of, in my groups, one of my mentors too. And we both have the goal of teaching and writing it simple. And so this book is an easy read guide that anyone can read. You don't have to be an astrologer to understand our book. You can pick it up and it's very basic with tips and all of the information you need to know about your north and south nodes, what house they're in, what lessons you're here to learn, what you're here to balance. It's really your soul mission is the north node. So astrology is amazing. I love it. It's my passion. And so I always tell people my motto is, astrology is affecting you even if you don't believe in it or not, because it is affecting you. You can
It
say you
is.
don't believe astrology, but it is affecting your daily life, your
Yes.
emotion, how you think, how you feel. It's the moon.
The biorhythms of of the sky and the turnings of the planets and the solstices and the equinoxes and the moon. It's just, yes, the tides. I mean, the moon makes the tides go. Everything is affecting us. And that I believe that we've come out of that. Beautiful, our ancient ancestors were more in touch. They were more in one with the beautiful rhythms of the skies and the planets. And I think we've really come away from that, and I think that this great awakening that we're going through is bringing us back.
Absolutely. I love that. Yeah, it is. There's more and more people awakening to astrology and they're interested in it. And they realize, I don't know why it's accurate. And they'll even ask me, Carmen, what is going on in the sky? There's got to be something. Like, they don't really understand. I'm like, oh, well, this is what's going on. And I know your chart. So, and I'll say, this is what's affecting. And they're like, oh my gosh. So people start, they have an interest and they're starting to become more open-minded to it, is what I feel. And that's what I try to do in my normal job. I have a normal job as a social worker, as a counselor, and then I always bring it in, and everybody knows, that I believe in these things. So I always ask, when's your birthday? Try to kind of get a little feel. And I usually can sense people's energy. I mean, immediately, I'll know if someone has a lot of earth, air, fire, water, those elements. I can really feel their energy. And then when I do their chart, it's always like accurate. It's like, yep, a lot of earth here, a lot of,
That's
rising
right.
sun, moon. And to me, it's so amazing. Like I live it. Like I've lived astrology since I was 19. And I mean, I'm also an energy healer. I love Reiki. I love pranic healing. I've been trained in a lot of different things, but I love to learn. I love all the spiritual topics, but astrology has always been the thing that I always come back to, and I've never stopped doing and using it to help others. And now I love to teach and write about it. I still do consults, but I don't do a ton of them. It takes a little, I have a wait list and stuff because I work full time, and so I have two jobs, trying to balance, life. But no, I love astrology. And the thing about it is most people just know their sun sign.
Yes,
And
they don't realize that it's such a vast subject. I mean, I'm just getting into it now, and it's unbelievable the vastness of it. It's wonderful. And when you realize that you can have a Jupiter return, a Saturn return, a nodal return, you don't even, you're, you everyone knows about the solar return because that's their birthday. All these other returns, it's amazing. And some of these only happen every 18, like the nodes. You have a nodal return every 18 years. It's so important. Like you're 18, from the birth to you're 18. Why is 18 so important? You become an adult,
That's right. Born
So
into adulthood.
that's right. And on that one, I would really love to ask you this question, because why are the nodes of the moon so important in our birth chart? And could you please describe the nodes of the moon?
Absolutely. So in astrology, your birth chart has to do with your time of birth, your place, date, year, everything, right? So we know that everybody born on August 28 is going to be a Virgo. The sun's going to be in Virgo. But the moon changes signs every 2 to 3 days. And so the nodes of the moon, it's a point in the sky that astrologers have calculated that follows these astrological points of the moon cycles. So without making it too complex, so right now in the sky, right now, the nodes are in Aries and Libra. Okay. So you're in your nodal return from what you told me, because you're Aries Libra nodes.
I am.
So I'm Taurus Scorpio node. So before the nodes shifted, I was being challenged, because you get challenged when the nodes are in the sky right now are the same as your birth chart nodes, because what it does is it awakens you to your soul mission. Because
Yes.
the North node, in the energy, the sign that it's in, the house that it's in, which astrologers call areas of life, different issues that we have to focus on. Whatever sign the house, the North node is in, that is where your soul is moving to this lifetime. It's new. You're not going to be comfortable with it, because it's something that you came to learn.
So
So the
it's
North.
what you have to strive for. It's what you have to
Yes.
become, what you have to be.
Yes.
See,
You have to be.
so
You have
for
to be.
me, it's in Aries, and it's like I have to be the leader,
Yes.
and I have to take
Independence.
initiative. Because in my
Yes.
last life, it was about Libra. Yes. And you know,
Yes.
I think I allocated, I did everything for everyone, and I wasn't the
Yeah.
leader, and I put everyone else first. So in this
Compromise,
life,
please. Yeah. Please,
it's.
please mean everyone else. And you have the nodes of self-reliance, because Aries is supposed to do everything on their own and not need anyone. Where Libra is all about the partner. Libra rules the seventh house of marriage and partnership. So Libra South Node means that you have mastered the art of compromise, of peace, harmony, and focusing on other people's needs. This life as an Aries North Node, you're focusing on, well, what do I want? And learning to balance, like, it's okay. You're not being selfish when you're being an Aries, but Libra South Nodes often tell me they're not comfortable with that Aries energy, because they're like, well, I got to check what other people feel. No. You're meant to do what you feel and go on your gut instinct. But you're the Libra Aries nodes are the nodes of relationship karma. Okay. So there's a lot of karmic learning through having relationships, and balance, how do you deal with conflict in a relationship, how you communicate in a relationship. Like, everything is about relationships with the Aries Libra nodes, okay? And so that's what your main learning is. And with those nodes, a lot of people, sometimes they marry young and they divorce or they separate and they have more than one marriage. Or they may decide, you know what, I don't want to get married. I've been there, done that. And your soul kind of knows, it's like, I'm meant to be free and independent. Or you
Yes.
feel like the universe isn't sending you the right partners, because you're not supposed to have a partner yet. That's the thing. Until you master those energies, then the universe will give you what you want.
The
It, once we
self,
get.
mastering the self, and doing your soul's destiny, what your soul before you was
Yes.
born, you know, your soul's purpose, you know, and
Yes.
actually doing it in this life. And I feel that's so
Yes.
true, because I feel in my other life, in my other lives,
Yeah.
I almost got there, but I didn't achieve what this miraculous thing that I'm doing now that I'm going to achieve. And that's why I had to have, it had to be in this life with the Aries North Node to push me into that
Yes.
pioneer stage, push me forward to make me complete it, the destiny of
Yes.
my soul. I believe
Yes.
that so much.
In everything you do, like, everyone out there, what happens is the North Node looks like headphones. Okay, guys, it's like headphones
That's
with those
correct, yes.
little symbols. That's the North Node. The upside down headphones, or horseshoe, is the South Node. And so when we're born, our soul at heart is your South Node. Whatever sign it's in, whatever house it's in, that's where you feel most comfortable, and that's what your soul has mastered. And so it's second nature. It's just how you live, how you act, how you behave. And as we get older, and 18 is a big one, we start changing. But then it's the first Saturn return when we first start feeling our North Node for the first time. Before that, we're living in the South Node. We're living in the past. And so when that 27 to 30 age comes, if
Yes.
you talk to people, that was a very challenging time in all of our lives. We all had things happen. You get married, you divorce, you have a baby, you change careers, you move, you have to deal with parents. All this stuff happens, and you're like, is the universe against me? What is happening? No, it's Saturn. Saturn is teaching you something. And what it's doing is it's awakening you to your soul mission, which so Saturn return is connected to the North Node, and it's meant to get you in that node. So your first one, when you turn 31, you start feeling like your North Node pulling that way a little bit, but you're not in it yet. You're just like, ooh, I feel different. Ooh, I'm not used to this. This isn't how I like to be. You know, that's what happened with me. I'm like, oh, how am I ever going to be a Scorpio? That's what I used to say. It's so opposite of me, you know, and I'm like, I can't be that way, you know. And now I'm definitely in it. And it took a lot of learning to get me there. But and I laugh because now I hear Scorpios talk, and it just happened yesterday, and they were saying all this stuff, and I'm like, that's how I'm starting to feel. And I guess this is normal because I'm like, I don't want to feel like this. But I'm meant to be a Scorpio. I'm meant to be able to be strong and cut emotions off. I'm very sensitive, very emotional, and I lack boundaries. I'm too nice. So I had to learn to protect my energy and to protect myself. And I'm not used to that, but I'm getting there. But as you, it's like baby steps, you know? And then the cool thing.
Taking you out of your comfort zone, out of that comfort zone too, so that you can experience all ways of life, you know.
Yes. Because, you know, Scorpios, this is another cool thing. You will attract the sign of your nodes. So if your nodes are in Aries and Libra, you're going to attract Aries Libra personalities, people that are strong Aries Libras. I attract Taurus and Scorpios, always have, and that's my notes. And I start seeing this with thousands of people that I do readings for, like, oh yeah, I'm married to a Cancer, my North Node's Cancer, or my South Node's Pisces, and all my friends are Pisces. You know, you start seeing that you're drawn to that because they're teaching you about your nodes, they're helping you. And then a really cool thing about the nodes too is that most parents and children, at least one of your children will share your nodes, or they're flip, they're opposite. And that's because you're learning from each other. And my daughter and I have flip nodes. So she's a South Scorpio. She's 19, going to be 20. And she's mastered the Scorpio. And so she looks at me and we are complete opposite. She's like, Mom, you trust people too easily. She used to tell me this when she was 16. Like, you're too nice. Like, you're too trusting. She had a
But
different.
that's why you're a mirror to each other. You're a mirror.
Yes, totally different personalities. And I'm like, I raised her. You know, it's her chart. And I'm like, well, you're meant to be more like me. And so she's learning from me, and we're learning from each other. And usually that's the child. And there's always one when I do charts for families that has the flip nodes, and they usually have a strong bond, or they have challenges because they are learning from each other. They're each other's mirrors. And so that's really cool because I see that all the time, and it's like so neat because your children pick you. You know, they want to learn, and what better way to pick a parent that has the soul? They've already learned the soul mission that you're here to learn. I mean,
Absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. That really
yeah.
is.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet, mix with water, and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home, or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colors or preservatives. Just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UKRADIO to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And yeah, with that nodal return, so it's when you're 18, when you're 37, isn't it? Every 18, and then it goes on, and you know, that's why I'm 56, and I think it's 72, and then it's 90 something, but it's every 18 years. What is so special? What, you know, the nodal return, yeah. Why is it such, you know, such a special time? How elevating is that time? Because I know it's only about a year and a half, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not very long. It's like 18 months, I believe.
So every 18 years we go through it.
It's, yeah,
so strong.
And it's like, the way to describe it is, so the most important trigger, they're little triggers along the way to awaken you, to get you into the node. So right now you're 56. So 56 to 60, you're in your second Saturn return right now. That is more important than the nodal return.
Really?
I mean, it's the nodal return. Yeah. I mean, that's, you're in your Saturn return. So the planet Saturn has returned where it was when you were born, on top of your nodal return.
And I've got Jupiter in Gemini, because I'm Gemini.
Okay. Yes. So these little things that I would say they're transits, nodal returns, whatever you want to call it, different transits that affect our birth chart, they trigger us and trigger learning, trigger situations in life that get you into the node. So every time I do a chart for someone age 56 to 60, once you're 61, you're going to be like, I'm in my node, I'm doing it. You're probably already feeling that now, that you're in your node.
Yeah.
Because we're in our node by the time we're 56, typically we're in it.
Yeah.
And it's in the, so the second Saturn return is not as hard as the first Saturn return.
And could you explain a little bit about the Saturn return?
Yeah, the Saturn return, Saturn is in astrology, a lot of people, you know, are scared of the planet Saturn.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
it's heavy.
Control. It's serious, it's responsible, it's karma, you know, it's the planet that makes things hard. It's time, wisdom, experience, right? It rules Capricorn. So it likes to achieve. So Saturn gives us a lot of good things. It gives us career success, productivity, hard work ethic. But what Saturn does do is it makes you feel a little bit cautious in whatever area of life it's in, whatever house it's in. And whatever sign it's in, you're going to have some struggles and issues with the energies of that sign because you're not comfortable with it. Because Saturn makes you feel like, ooh, I feel responsible. I feel like I can't be vulnerable. So that's the dark side of Saturn, that it wants to control things and it doesn't like to be vulnerable. And so Saturn in our chart shows where we have karmic lessons. And so those karmic lessons are tied to the north node and south node. And so whatever lessons we're here to learn, it's connected to Saturn. So when Saturn, it takes Saturn 28 to 30 years to return in the birth chart. That's why we call it the Saturn return. So age 27, it happens for the first time. Now 56, 57, you're already feeling it at age 56. You're already feeling it now. And it's going to be, you know, definitely influencing you. And so there's just, and then if you live long enough, you'll have a third Saturn return. And I've known people in their 90s that've been through three.
Wow.
And it's very, well, it's rare, but if you have three now, the other thing is people that haven't had a lot of changes at the first Saturn return, 27 to 30, if it was like, no, nothing happened. It was usually the second one is more difficult. And I would say, it doesn't mean you won't be okay. It's just going to be, you're going to have to make change.
That's really funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when change. I was, When I was that age, I moved to Italy.
Oh, neat.
Complete. And that was on my nodal return. That was on my nodal return. Complete life change. And now I am doing something that's going to give me a complete life change. It's
This is neat. Yeah, it's triggers. It's like Saturn returns are just, they happen to get us into the node of why we came.
Yes, and our soul's destiny, to live out our soul's destiny.
Yeah, So you don't have to worry, you know, about the listeners that don't know a lot about astrology. You don't need to worry because you will get in your node naturally. The universe will get you there through life experience, through your journey. Everyone gets in their north node. Everyone does.
Yeah.
And if you know what you're, if you can get an astrology chart done or go to astro.com, do a free birth wheel, all of that, you can look up your node and you can see, because you need to learn to embrace the traits of the north node sign. So there's 12 signs in astrology. Everyone's going to have a sign that their north node is in and a south node is in, and start becoming the north node energy. Start trying to be that way, and it'll make it a lot easier for you along the way. You know what I mean?
Do you think that is more important, the north node, than your sun sign?
Absolutely.
Yes, the
The nodes are more important than anything in the birth chart.
Yeah, that's what I believe as well.
Yeah, the sun is just your shiny personality, how you show the world and be friendly. And here I am on the outer, on my persona. Then the moon to me is more important than the sun.
Yes, especially for women, I believe. Especially for women.
Mm. Moon is your emotional nature. It's your intuition. It's your deep feelings, how you show love, how you find emotional fulfillment, where you find happiness is your moon sign, what house it's in and what sign it's in. And then the nodes are more important than anything, because that's your soul mission.
Yes. Like what you're supposed to be doing in this life. Yes.
Yes.
So,
yes.
and if you don't do it on your nodal return, then it's going to keep coming back. And then something drastic might happen to wake you up, to put you on the right path. It's like, wake up, nodal return. Yes. Hello, Saturn return. You know, it keeps coming back. Yeah, wow. And can you please tell us about the spiritual experiences? And you was just talking about the karmic learning, you know, with our north node. So it is about the karma, isn't it? Tell us a little bit about living out that karma with the north node.
Yes. Yes. So the karmic things that happen, let me just say this. So there's two things. Everyone you know this lifetime, you have known before.
In a past life.
Yes. We play different characters, different roles. So it's like when you first feel like you really know someone, like I've known you forever, or your parents, you know, they could have been a sibling in another life. You could have been married. I mean, there's all these different lifetimes that we have that we may not remember with people in our circle. So we have to balance, and you know, Saturn makes you pay your debts. And once you pay your debts and balance things out, you may not know why it's happening, but you're meant to do your duty. Saturn's about duty. Saturn's about balancing what you owe, okay? Then you get rewards.
Yes.
So there's good things with Saturn. You have to struggle a little bit, and you have to pay your debt. And I had an astrologer tell me once, you're paying your debt, and you're paying it well. And then once it was done, it was emotionally hard. Then I had all these good things come my way.
Yes.
And if you resist learning and resist feeling these emotions and things that come up, you have to let yourself feel. Because you repress and you ignore and you don't cry, you don't feel, you don't grow, then it's just going to keep coming back. But what happens is the south node sign is what you're used to. Yeah. So let me give you an example. So my south node is Taurus. And what's kind of cool is that Bernie, you know, that wrote this book with me, him and I are flip nodes. He's learning. He was a Scorpio south node. He's a north node Taurus. So we've learned each other, what we're learning, and now we're writing books together. So it's really
brilliant.
Cool. Yes. So I've learned to be a Taurus, which means I like comfort, security, and I don't like change. I like to keep things the same. stable. I don't like the unexpected. I don't like all of that, right? And I've had to release the past, because the Taurus Scorpio nodes are the nodes of releasing the past, letting go, forgiving, and becoming more spiritual and more self-protective as well. And so I had to learn, I have a lot of change and rebirth, because Scorpio is all about death, rebirth, transformation, healing, healing things, letting go. The past tends to be where Taurus South nodes want to live. That's our greatest challenge, is to let go and truly move on to the future and to change our lives, because we don't like change. So the more that I could become comfortable with change, and the more that I would take risks, because Tauruses don't like taking risks. They want to know they're going to be taken care of, like the hierarchy of needs, food, shelter, have money in the bank, be able to survive. It's survival is what they're worried about, right? But often they have to give up everything, or they lose things, or people are taken from them. Things are taken from them. So they have to learn the hard way that nothing is really stable. And they have to learn that anything can change in the blink of an eye. And so that's the challenge of my node, is that now I know nothing surprises me. Like, anything can happen. And so now I adapt to change better, and I take risks now, because I know if I don't, the universe is going to knock me upside the head, and they're going to force it. And I don't want that.
That's exactly how I feel. I feel like I've been going through a 18-year karmic life cycle, you know. Yes. And that's why this is so important, what I'm going through now, this Jupiter in Gemini, this Saturn return, and this nodal return. I think it's the most important one in my life. And it has to do with past lives. So that's why I wanted to get on to past lives, because
what house is your nodes in? What house is your north node in?
Well, unfortunately, I don't know that. Because
you don't have your time?
I don't have my time of birth. And I phoned up the hospital, and they said, sorry, we don't keep records over 20 years.
Oh.
My mother didn't know. It's not written on my birth chart, on my birth certificate.
Your birth certificate. There's a way you could find out. We can do chart rectification. There's astrologers that, if you can figure out what your rising sign is, and that's like when you first meet someone, when you first meet them, I would say just first meeting you, your physical appearance, I could see you have some Leo really? Rising. Maybe Leo rising, but you also have some water, like Pisces feel to you. So it could be Pisces. So I'd have to, you know, there's things you can do, you know, doing life events. Astrologers can really kind of pinpoint to get an accurate chart, because we can do it. It just takes a little bit of work, but it's called chart rectification. I recommend you can look into that, because you could get very accurate birth chart without your time. Do you know between anything, night, day, anything you remember in a baby book or anything, or?
No, she doesn't remember. I think it was in the afternoon, but she's just, my mom and dad were, but it's really bad. Actually, I'm going to grill them again. I'm going to grill them again to try and find out, because that would make it easier, wouldn't it? Just for the afternoon, that would make it so much easier. Mm-hmm.
Yes. If they said, well, we know it's between 2 and 4.
Yeah.
That would help a lot. But if not, when people first meet you, the rising sign is how people feel your energy and how they physically see you. That if we can get that sign on the rising, that'll be an accurate chart for you.
Oh, wow. Yes.
So I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm only seeing you on here on camera, so I haven't been in your presence, but I would ask people that are close to you, when you first met me, how did I seem to you? And kind of get their feedback, because that'll, you know, did I seem quiet? Did I seem really friendly and outgoing? You know, that'll help us narrow down as well.
That's right. Yeah. I tell you, Carmen, I'm definitely going to take you up on that because that's one thing that I really wanted to do. So I'll definitely get in touch with you so that we can do that together, because that's very important to me, because astrology has become so big in my life, definitely.
Nice. I love it.
And let's go on to the past life, because this is just amazing. It really is. Yes. You know, we talked about the North Node being the soul mission.
Yes.
And so the South Node is what we lived in our last life.
Yes. And the sign that it's in are the energies and personality traits that you've mastered, the South Node. So you've mastered being a Libra. Okay. I've mastered being a Taurus. But the house that the node is in, that's why we need your time of birth. The house that the node is in is the area of life that you're mastering, and the house that the south node is in is where your past lives have been. Okay, so let me give you an example. If your south node is in the ninth house, that means that you traveled the world. You probably lived in and went to foreign countries, foreign places. You lived in different countries. You learned. You were always learning religion, philosophy, studying.
So true.
All those things. Yes. That's what you mastered.
Wow.
And then let me give you an example too. So it's the nodes of learning. So the north node, the third house is the house of communication. So your soul is now meant to communicate and share verbally in writing, publicly, radio, TV, publishing, writing books.
I've just written a book. You're so true. I've just written a book. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. You're meant to express that knowledge. You've already done all the studying and the learning and all that. Now you're meant to teach it on a basic level. You're meant to learn. And then if your south node is in the seventh house, it means that your whole past lives were dedicated to having relationships.
Wow.
Having a marriage partner specifically. Yes. So this lifetime, you are kind of feeling, a lot of people with the north node in the first house, they tell me they feel like they're not able to have relationships. Like it's like blocked. And it's because they have to learn to be self-reliant and independent and not rely on anyone else to meet their needs. Mm. Once they learn that, then they're meant to have a partner. They will. It's the nodes, it's the house of relationships. Same with Aries, Libra are the nodes, energy of relationship karma, self-reliance, independence. What about me? And then Libra is what about other people? Because one cool thing about Libra energy, which is what your soul has mastered as being a Libra, they're artistic and creative, but they're also very intelligent because they're an air sign and they love to learn. They love to read. They love to study, but they love fairness and equality and justice, you know, all those things. They can be very much an advocate for people's rights. Some of them are drawn to law, you know, law enforcement or being a lawyer, you know, criminal lawyers, everything else, you know, they're into, they have both. This creative, because they're ruled by Venus, this beauty, art, creativity, and then they have this intellectual side to them as well. They got both. But the cool thing about Libra is, out of all the 12 zodiac signs, every sign has a symbol or an archetype, right? And it's a living thing. Like Aries is the ram, Taurus is the bull, Scorpio is the scorpion, right? Or ancient eagle. Libra is the metal scales of balance. They're the only sign that's not ruled by a living thing, a symbol. And that's because everything with Libra is the partner. Their whole identity comes through other people. And that's what that's how they're born. They're meant to be, okay, what about other people? They learn who they are through other people. And they're chameleon, you know, they're very friendly. They're kind. They're people like them. They like to socialize. They can be indecisive, but they always see both sides of an issue too. You know, when there's an argument, that's what they're peacemakers, mediators, negotiators. They're good at all that stuff, but they're metal. That's why they need a partner. That's why, you know, if you're a Libra sun or moon, you're going to want to have a relationship. I mean, that's just the energy of your personality. And it's kind of the same with the node. The South Node in Libra means in your younger days, you probably wanted to have relationships and be in love, because love is what Libras look for. They want to be in love. They want to have a companion.
That's right. But it's really funny you say that, because not now. Now I'm just focused on my mission.
And you're meant to, because you're meant to be, what about me? And I don't need anybody. I need a partner. I can do this on my own. That's Aries. That's what you're learning. So cool.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Delightful news, air travelers. Going in and out of airports without getting sick can be challenging. Time to take charge of the air you breathe with Nasal Guard. Nasal Guard topical gel defends by blocking harmful airborne particles and viruses. Try Nasal Guard for air travelers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Yeah. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And so, past lives, how does this affect us, the nodes? You know, how can we integrate, what are ways to integrate for our past lives as well? You know, how can we know ourselves by understanding who we were and in our past lives, by understanding our sign that we was in our past life?
Yeah.
How does that help us in our life now?
Absolutely. So if you can, you know, learn about your node, it's just going to validate what you know about yourself. Mm. You're like, yeah, that's how I am. I mean, that's why astrology is so accurate, because it's validating to people. They don't always know why it works, but it works, right? And so if you can learn that, if you can realize that you're not really giving up the South Node, you're learning to balance those traits with these new traits of the North Node. So it's a balance. At first, it feels like it's not. But as you get older, like now, you're in your North Node, you're in your second Saturn return, now you're able to balance both Libra and Aries. Once you come out of the Saturn return, when you're 61, it's going to get a lot easier, and you're going to be able to do both.
Yeah.
But until then, it's kind of like we feel challenged because of our past lifetimes. We have karma to balance. Mm. We have issues to learn. So like, for instance, with your node, one of the things I see with clients is, in past lifetimes, they didn't speak up and use their voice, and they weren't vocal about their needs. So this lifetime, they have these situations and life experiences, relationships, that maybe they're challenged to speak up for themselves. And so you learn finally to do that, right? Because that was your past life challenge, to speak up and use your voice. What about me? Wait a minute. I don't want that. I want this. It's not selfish to want something for yourself. So you're learning to come out of that Libra mentality of, I don't want to be rude. I don't want to be aggressive. I don't want to be combative, right? You know, you're becoming a warrior princess. Like Aries is like, I don't care what you think. And you, I don't care if you like me or not, man. You know, and Libra's like, I want everyone to like me. Yeah. So you know, it's those past life things of being used to everyone liking you, being used to being, you know, and but not speaking up for you.
Yes,
that's what now you're meant to. And then if the nodes are flip, which I know people that are Aries South Node, North Node Libra. Their learning is opposite of yours.
Yes, that's right. They were too much like the person before, and then they have to calm down. They have to be more giving and more putting others first and everything. It's just incredible.
I love
the nodes
it. I love
are it. Unbelievable.
Yes,
and your book, astrology. I mean, I just love it. The astrology's magical nodes of the moon. I mean, it's just so beautiful. You know. Releasing the past and embracing the future.
Yes.
What a beautiful title.
Thank you. Thank you.
So gorgeous. So gorgeous. So gorgeous.
Thank you.
And please share. So we've talked about this, the node sign combination. So you've talked a little bit about that, haven't you? The node sign combination. So it's the node sign combination.
Yes. Yeah, let me explain that a little bit for people who are listening. So in the sky right now, if you're looking, you know, just imagine you're sitting on Earth looking up at the sky, and this is astronomy. All of the planets are in a certain area of the sky, and we break the sky into 12 sections. And then every planet in the nodes are in a certain star constellation, which are the signs. And there's 12, we go by 12 signs in Western tropical astrology. And so it's like you take a picture of the sky and you put it on a piece of paper and it's a wheel and it's like a pie with 12 houses. Those are the sections of the sky, right? And all of those all of those planets and everything right now is in that area of the sky. And so what's important to know is that it's those, you know, those are the energies affecting you at all times, all the time. Like every day, like right now, you know, we know, you know, the moon is moving through the sky every sign 2 to 3 days, the moon. And that's why every 2 to 3 days you feel a little different. Like I was really good when I woke up today and I knew it's because the moon was in Gemini this morning. I was having all this energy, you know, and I'm a Mars in Gemini too. So I'm like, I love this. It's in my ninth house. And then I know, you know, Cancer moon's coming. So I'm going to be a little bit more, I get homebody-ish. I don't want to go out. I want to be home and cozy, and I get a little emotional, right? So you'll start, when you start watching, you know, what is really going on right now in the sky, that is what's affecting all of us.
Yes.
And you see this play out in real life, like on the news. Like in America, we've had a lot of things going on, and it was all predicted.
Carmen, I could speak to you all night long, honestly. It's just so wonderful. And thank you, you know, for your in-depth wisdom and truth and knowledge about the nodes, the magical nodes of the moon.
Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you for being on the Great Awakening Show.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.